Hey, Jairus?
I take it Alexei told you then.
Actually, well... No, Jairus, Alexei didn't. She wasn't even at Lost Lake today. That was me posing as Alexei for the reporters while Mab and Wally went to save the real Alexei. So basically, you were talking to me. As weird as that sounds. I'm sorry, Jairus.
I spent all day coming up with various scenarios of this conversation. This was not in any of them.
Go figure.
So, you know.
Yeah, pretty much.
I see. But this is good, right? Yeah, this is what I wanted. I wanted this. This is good that we can talk, because that's what I wanted.
Exactly. I'm here. You're here. We can talk all night.
No, this wasn't what I wanted at all.
Feeling better?
Yeah, a little. Sorry.
You don't have to be sorry, Jairus. It's emotions. Sometimes it's good to just let it all out.
I was apologizing about messing up your shirt.
What? Maybe let it all out was a bad choice of words. Okay, I can do this. Jairus, you're my friend. In some ways, my best friend. And I would never want you to be unhappy. But I'm straight. I know that, and I think you know that. And really, there is nothing wrong with falling in love. Be it straight, gay, or whatever. But Jairus, I cannot return the same feelings. And I don't want to give you any hope that I will. However, it doesn't mean I want to no longer be friends. I realize things will likely be a bit weird and awkward, but if you are willing to work past it, I'll be there to help you through, thick or thin. Especially if you come to realize Abel is no good and want to kick him around some.
Dan!
Seriously, why Abel? He's a jerk! He hit me upside the head with a bat, you know.
Dan, sooner or later, everyone does that.
Point.
Honestly, this may sound odd, but I like Abel for many of the reasons I like you.
Okay, now you are just insulting.
No, really. You both have strong personalities and aren't afraid to stand up for what you believe in. And while Abel makes a big show and tries to hide it, I think he does, deep down, want those around him to be happy. More so than his own happiness. That, and he has a cute butt.
Okay, I totally didn't need to know that part. Well, I still don't trust him.
Well, that's no surprise.
How so?
He's everything you are afraid you might become. A powerful Cubi with the potential to be dangerous, alone and unloved. Thing is, he knows it, and he's playing up to the image. You don't see it for the act it is because, I guess, part of you wants him to be everything you hate. That, and you do kind of judge with a bias.
What? No, I don't.
Oh, really? Remember that time you thought Alexei went evil because she wore a black dress?
Oh, come on, I was 12.
The other time?
Hey, I was very drunk.
No, Dan, the other time.
It just feels like everyone is trying to convince me to try to like Abel.
Dan, it's not like that. No one is trying to force you to like anyone, but you need to come to conclusions based on more than just your adventuring instincts. Seriously, next time Abel tries anything, do something unexpected. Catch him off guard. Find out how he acts when he isn't trying to goad you.
Since when did you get so good at offering advice to one's problems?
Since it allowed me to move the conversation away from my own?
Yeah, I guess we all have problems, don't we? But that's the nice thing about problems. They can be solved. With a little time and little hard work. It's not like they're the type of problems no one else has ever had to deal with, after all.